from Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting. Bill healthcare vote today. U.S. President Donald Trump's first major test to move his legislative agenda is set for later on today after Republicans postponed Thursday's vote in the House of Representatives on their health care reform bill over uncertainty about its passage. Mr. Trump has threatened his fellow Republicans with leaving Obamacare in place and focusing on other issues if they do not support a vote Friday on new health care legislation, a signature campaign promise of repealing and replacing the Affordable Care Act, also known as Obamacare. Speaker of the House, Republican Paul Ryan, last evening.
We've been promising the American people that we will repeal and replace this broken law because it's collapsing and it's failing families. And tomorrow we're proceeding.
President Trump lobbied lawmakers who are not backing the bill, putting his skills as a dealmaker on the line. Trump, however, failed to win over the conservative House Freedom Caucus by Thursday's planned vote and even alienated some moderates afraid for their political future. Former Egyptian President Hosni Mubarak is a free man after being detained in prisons and hospitals for 6 years following the Arab Spring uprising in 2011. He left a military hospital Friday. Mubarak was the first leader to face trial after the Arab Spring uprisings that swept the region in 2011. Belgian prosecutors have charged the man who attempted to drive at high speeds Thursday through a shopping center in Antwerp with terror offenses, including attempted murder. The 39-year-old French national and resident identified as Mohamed R. was charged with an attempt to murder in a terrorist manner, an attempt to hit and wound in a terrorist manner, and arms infractions that, according to federal prosecutors, office on Friday.